You're listening to Classical Mornings. It is now 9:26. I'm Jean Stillwell.
And I'm Audie Braun. And as you mentioned before, on Saturday, February the 11th at 8 p.m. in the beautiful Hammerson Hall at the Living Arts Center, Mississauga, a stunning cast of singers will join the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra to perform Rossini's beloved comedic opera, I Barbiere di Siviglia, The Barber of Seville. This special opera and concert presentation, which includes a narrator, is not to be missed. Well, joining us this morning by phone is the MSO's music director, Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco. Good morning, Maestro, and welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, our pleasure. So right off the bat, what caught my attention about this special one-night-only presentation, including, of course, the singers, is the inclusion of a narrator in the program. How does this work?
Right. So just to get into that, backing up, is we, in the past, have done fully staged production. Carmen, La Bohème, Traviata, and, you know, as the pandemic hit all of us, the cost of doing fully staged productions was quite high. So coming out of the pandemic, we decided to do opera and concert. And normally opera and concert, singers stand at the front, they sing, and pretty much that's it. As we got through getting closer to it, we decided, well, let me get them off book, which is memorized music. And at that point, we looked at it and thought, well, let's, you know, they can't just stand there. We have to add a little bit. So we added some light staging for the cast in front of the orchestra. And at that point, to remove the recit. Now, the recit in the opera is really where the dialogue happens.
Right.
Now, when you don't have fully staged opera, recits become a little bit, I would say, tedious and difficult to explain without acting through it. So instead, we took the recits out and replaced them with narration.
Great idea.
Very much so.
And who will this narrator be?
The narrator is Margaret Cormier, and she took the concept of the recits and very briefly explains to the audience what's happening and what the interactions are and sort of gives the story between each of the arias, duets, trios, etc.
What a novel idea. Now, the MSO seems to have a wonderful, I'm going to call it mandate, of showcasing young rising stars on the operatic scene. Who have you assembled this time?
Oh, incredible voices. The Count, David Walsh, it's my first time working with him, is an absolute treat, as is Alessia Vitali, our Rosina. Wonderful voices. Dylan Wright, also a first time with the MSO, is our Basilio. Some returning voices, Christopher Dunham, who has sung other operas with us, is our Figaro. And our Bartolo is John Holland.
Oh, wonderful. Now, in years past, I just remember this because I actually saw it at the Met many, many, many years ago. Sometimes audiences in olden days requested da capo of any of the arias. I'm just thinking, has that ever happened with the MSO? And how would you deal with that one?
Yes. Well, we do get multiple standing ovations at the end. Unfortunately, we haven't had the chance to repeat, not in opera form. I think the last time we ever repeated an encore was, you know, a Radetzky march way back at an earlier concert, but not during opera. I must say, after, you know, 2.5 hours or 3 hours of an opera, to go back and repeat something, a da capo, is... can throw an orchestra off.
It can. Also, if there's no intermission, probably. Or will there be an intermission?
We will have an intermission. We're doing the two-act, shall we say, version. Sometimes it's divided into four by scene. Act one is very long.
Right.
And people should prepare for about an hour and 40 minutes. Then an intermission and the remainder of act two, which is not very long, about 30, 40 minutes.
There's a hilarious quintet in there. It's Zitti Zitti, piano, piano. And I'm wondering, will there be a lot of running around on stage?
There's some movement. Yes, that's an incredible, shall we say, closing moment. The trick, of course, in all of this is the orchestra is on stage. So the which literally means be very quiet. we worked very hard to keep it very quiet on stage.
And did you choreograph this, maestro?
No, we have a lovely stage director that's joined us, Stephen Carr, just to give a bit of staging, and he's been a pleasure to work with.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, thank you so much,
yes,
maestro
indeed.
Dennis Mastromonaco, for joining us this morning. The concert is one night only, right? Saturday, February the 11th at 8 p.m. in Hammerson Hall Living Arts Center. To purchase tickets by phone, please call the Living Arts Center box office at 905-306-6000 or visit mississaugasymphony.ca. Any parting words for our listeners to head on over to Mississauga?
Oh, please join us. Tickets are going quick. So
yeah.
We look forward to seeing anyone this Saturday.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you indeed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.